Hope everybody that was affected by the storm that blew through Texas early this morning is doing okay. It's pretty rough here about 5 this morning here in Houston. All right, it's 10:02. Let's get going. So, hey, I have a topic today that probably everybody has thought about. So my topic today is, what will heaven be like? And our verse is John 14:2-3, and it's, my Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Of course, that's Jesus talking and talking about preparing a place for us in heaven. So have you ever wondered what heaven might look like? I know I have. I've thought about that. They talk about streets of gold and I think in a word, it'll be indescribable. I don't think we can describe it. Even Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, didn't have words to describe it. He said, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. Right now, we live on a broken planet. Nothing works right, yet there's still a lot of beauty in this planet. Imagine what it will be like to be in an absolutely perfect place with perfect sights, sounds, smells. You know, our TV version of heaven that we see with fog up to our knees, angels' wings, everything's white. I just don't think that's heaven. And for sure, heaven won't be boring. You know, the more pain, sorrow, abuse, violence, and prejudice that we see on this earth, the better heaven starts to seem. We have so much to look forward to. But the only reason we can do that is because of what Jesus did on Easter morning. The resurrection gives us hope. Without the resurrection, we wouldn't have a chance at heaven. Paul again tells us in 1 Corinthians, if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless, and you're still guilty of your sins. In that case, all who have died believing in Christ are lost. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are even more to be pitied than anyone in this world. I know for an absolute certainty that I'm going to spend eternity in heaven. I can't have this hope. I can have this hope because Jesus has forgiven me for every sin that I've ever committed and for every sin that I'm going to commit in the future. That, you know, let that sink in. Jesus' death on that cross for our sins wiped them away, all the sins we've committed. And in God's eyes, no sin is worse than another sin. All sin's the same. He wiped all of that out. And he wiped all of our future mistakes out. Because we are going to make mistakes. We are going to sin. We're going to mess up. We can't help it. But what he did for us was to wipe that out. Because Jesus paid for our sin, we no longer have to worry about what happens to us when we die. And the same is true for all of us. Jesus has it covered. Remember what he said, my Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, but I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Think, we get to spend eternity with Jesus. Let that sink in. Let us pray. Lord, we're so thankful for what you did for us. We're so thankful for giving up your life so that we can have eternal life. But we're also very thankful that you rose and that you are alive and well today, sitting at the right hand of the Father on our behalf, interceding on our behalf every time we mess up. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you all that you did for us. We come to you today, God. We just give you the glory, give you the praise, ask you to watch over and guide us. You know, guide us down the path that you have for us. Help us to not veer off of the path that you have for us, God, because every time we try to do it on our own, it just doesn't work out as well. And we do look forward to heaven. I don't have any idea what heaven will be like, but I just know that what I've experienced in my life is I can't outdream God and I can't outdo God. Every time I think I have something figured out, God's got something figured out even bigger and greater than I could even have imagined. We're so thankful for that. God, we seek you and we need you. We need you more than ever. Just ask you to guide us and just pray that we live our lives and bring you all the glory. We pray in the name of Jesus this morning. Amen. Everybody have a great day.